Alright, okay, open workout day, just 2 days to go now, 1 day to the weigh-ins. How comfortable is Connor? How's it gone? Everything been okay so far?
Feels very familiar. You know, we've done this a bunch of times already. I just did a long workout there. Everything we do is comfortable, everything feels right, everything's gone perfect.
Give us a sense of just what it's been like, how helpful it's been to have that Mac Mansion where you've got the whole team out there preparing, and you've got two other guys preparing for the UFC event itself.
Yeah, it's still, if you look at the amount of people, if you're watching the countdowns, they're still doing all the workouts on an open mat. The fight's not an open mat, it's in a cage. So we did all our training in the actual UFC octagon because we had access to the Ultimate Fighter gym. So we've had 8 weeks of leaving the house at fight time, driving to just past the MGM, and training in the UFC octagon. It could not have been done better.
And what was the reaction in terms of the transition between preparing for Jose and preparing for Chad?
None. We prepare for MMA. Whoever Conor faces turns into a wrestler pretty fast anyway. Nobody can take his shots. And this would have been, Aldo would have been the first exchange to have a level change in the shoes. So you seen there in the warm-up, did lots of wrestling training. Actually, our wrestling coach, Sergei from Moldova, is national champion. And he's a little bit bigger, but pretty much a mirror image of Chad's body type. So we've had a lot of preparation for this.
Conor loves predictions. He's predicted 4 minutes the first round. How do you see it?
I think that's right. I think that's accurate because I think Aldo had a bit more savvy to stay away. I think Mendes will try to get in the pocket a bit more, and if he gets hit, he goes down.
And how do you think Gunnar and Cajal are getting on? How, you know, they've got very important fights, both for different reasons, but they've got very important fights coming up this weekend as well.
Look for a new Gunnar. Look for a new Gunnar, a new aggressive Gunnar. Last few fights, I think he kind of coasted for whatever reason, but not anymore. Even look at the pictures of him, he's ripped now.
Yeah.
He used to have a bit of a dad bod, as they call it. Now he looks ripped, and he's a different guy in the gym, he's going to be a different guy on Saturday. And Cole, what can you say? He's 4-0, he campaigned for another fight. Great to have him on the card. It just feels normal. It feels like a card back home. All my guys on it. And Carl has a good opponent, and I'm happy to see it's someone like Harrow that's very aggressive, because Carl's fought a few guys now that have run away and kind of made spoil the fight. This guy's going to come at Carl, and Carl's going to go at him, so it's going to be a great fight.
And how proud are you as an Irishman? Obviously you've got the most prominent gym over there in Ireland. The sport has just exploded, and it looks like half of Ireland have come over, so it's a good weekend to be a burglar in Ireland, I think.
It's 2,500 tickets there. Apparently the consulate was ringing the UFC asking for exact numbers because they're going to have to put on extra staff to deal with a bunch of crazy Irish people. Look at the crowd here today. More here in America for an Irish guy than in America for an American guy. It says something.
Yeah. Well, best of luck. Hope it all goes very well.
Thank you, sir.